Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Steve Coonan, it's good to have you back on. Last night was exciting in many ways, and everybody was wondering if we'd keep our picks. Was there a trade involved? Ultimately, we did keep our picks, and we go with Jalen Johnson, a young man we had on the show just about an hour ago.
Yeah, I heard he was terrific. I'm sorry I didn't hear him, but great press conference. We've got Jalen joining us, and Mr. Cooper from hometown Atlanta
right. Is
back. And very excited about both of these young guys. There is hopefully big upside to both of them. Great athletes, and we think real value. We had them both higher on our board than where we drafted them.
Yeah, there was a rumor that was out there, and again, it wasn't like, as Carl and I said a few times, it wasn't like it was a Woj rumor, but there was a rumor about Cam being on the trading block, and luckily we're not doing that, but, and I apologize, it was out there, so we were duty-bound to speak of it.
No, that's fine. Look, you know, that's part of it. I was a draft nut before I was the CEO, so, I like all that, and Cam Reddish is a very attractive player to a lot of teams, and there was, in fact, calls, but, you know, the hypothesis of trading a player to save money and all that, those conversations never happen. That's where it goes a little too far for me.
Steve, the building process of this team, and as we talk about, you know, where we're at currently and adding pieces like this, I know you've spoken highly about the G League. I was a part of, you know, calling games and whatnot, and last year was different because of COVID. But talk about this process, because some people have said, well, what if these guys, you know, are they going to immediately impact the team? And if not, does that automatically mean they go to the G League? How does that all work?
Well, I mean, will they be designated two-way players? I don't see both of them being designated two-way players at all. But I do believe that's one of the wonderful benefits of being in College Park, is that you can be at a Hawks game on Tuesday night and potentially not play, and then go play, you know, 35 minutes on Wednesday in College Park with a coach who's out of our system, same lingo, same plays, that allows you to get better. Players don't get better without playing games. Practice is great, but they have to play competition. And to have G League, like I said, down the street is incredibly helpful. So we will have draft picks playing there. We will have two-way players. And we'll fill out that roster. And it looks like a 48-game schedule for G League this year,
nice,
which is exciting. So, yes, it is using the tools that you have. And having the College Park Skyhawks is one of our best tools.
Hey, Steve, I know we talked about it when it went down, but you have any, I mean, if you know, if not, no big deal, but any idea of the timeline for Onyeka Okongwu coming back? I mean, should we expect him by January, or is it going to be a minute?
Yeah, I mean, I think January, February, 6 months is good. You know, it's really interesting. If I would have told you, 100 days ago we'd be playing basketball on July 3rd, you would have cackled or said, get out of my hay, man. And,
yeah.
So everything happened, shifted a little later, and now we should be starting the season on October 20th. So unfortunately, he will miss a few months of action, but, you know, we're really, really proud of the Big O. He was outstanding in the playoffs, and it's a bit of a setback, but I think by playoffs next year, he should be in full swing.
It's Steve Coonan, Hawk CEO, talking with us guys here. Free agency starts, or at least in the negotiation part of things, next week. We're seeing a busy trade deadline today, Steve, and we know you're a Braves fan. Braves add a couple of bats, and they go get a relief pitcher that we were talking about. So Mike and I are excited about, you know, all right, we're giving ourselves a chance, but how busy do you think this free agency period and negotiating period is going to be? Obviously, we're talking about John Collins, but there are other guys that will be involved in that as well.
Yeah, and I think the major difference between baseball and basketball is salary caps.
Right.
We do have handcuffs that the Braves don't have. You know, so we can't, you know, we probably can't add a superstar because somebody wants to come play for us or trade prospects. It's just a different architecture to the league. That said, we have priorities. Our restricted free agents are priorities. Getting our guys who have qualifying offers coming next year are a priority. And then rounding out the roster, we have some guys who come off this year's team that there's going to need to be a decision. We have opportunities for new guys. So it's going to be Travis's work will not be done because the second they're done, they fly off to Vegas for Summer League. And we have, you know, five Summer League games coming up.
I know that right. I know that we've been talking about John Collins and, you know, what's the right contract. How about this? Because now, I mean, I don't know how much you can, how forthcoming you can be with this. But we want to keep John, Steve, but we just don't want to overspend. How's that sound?
Sounds like our strategy.
There you go. So we're on the same page on this one, Carl.
This might be the first time. We see the world the same way. John Collins is a hell of a person and a hell of a player. And I'm very optimistic that things will fall the way that they should.
I don't know if you can mention by name, so I'm not going to put you on the spot. But there was There was a big. Yeah, I don't want to do that to you. There's a big trade with the team on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
We can talk about that. Adam got all tongue tied doing it last night.
All right, yep. Cool. So the Lakers acquire Westbrook in a blockbuster deal, and
yep.
You know, we've talked about this for three, 4 years now about, hey, we're going to get to a point where guys are going to come and we'll be a destination. And I do think we're becoming that if we already haven't, because we haven't gone through one of those big free agent periods where guys, hey, want to come team up with Trey yet because we're still building our core. With that said, what did you make of that deal and some of the other moves we saw outside of the draft last night?
Well, I look at that deal. I look at it through a different lens.
Okay.
You've got three guys making $121 million.
Ooh.
How are you going to fill out that roster?
It's tough.
How are you going to – you know, we one of the reasons we had the postseason success was the depth of our team, even though with injuries, we still had depth. You know, that's why my heart still breaks a little bit about Milwaukee because they played with 5.5 players, and if we were a little healthier, who knew?
Right.
You know?
Right.
Who knew? So while it's great to have three All-Stars, they've been 34 times in the All-Star game and multiple MVPs, what happens if somebody gets in foul trouble?
Right.
Health has you've got to look at the whole roster construction.
Right. No, you're right. And I know that we've got a young – how now, what are we, the second or third youngest team in the NBA right now?
Third youngest.
I mean, and that's so exciting that we got Nate under contract. You sandbagged me on Nate's contract, but we're happy.
I didn't sandbag you. I told you the truth off the record.
So we got our guy. So now we said it the other day when the Cam rumors came up that, you know, now a full year of Nate working with Cam. Yes, off the record. Yeah, don't quote me on this, but anyway.
When you started the Cam rumors?
No, some knucklehead. We don't know, there's some website that was out there, and then it got traction.
Oh, yeah, well, we should all believe everything we read on the Internet.
I mean, look, buddy boy, if it's out there, you know the deal. All of a sudden,
I know the deal. Content, baby. Clicks and content.
Well, now, here we go. We're going to have, knock wood, hopefully with the exception of Okongwu for the most part, everybody from the
job. We need healthy.
Ready to go. And again, when will we how soon do you think, or I mean, the process plays out, there's a timeline, but how soon will we know what's going on with the John Collins?
Oh, you'll know next week.
All right.
You should know I think today's the 30th, and 30 days past September, April, June, and November.
All right.
I think you'll know next week. I think when we talk next Friday, we might have something to talk about.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.